The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Great minds and thinkers, welcome to another episode of I Can Help. It's a show about entrepreneurs and small business, mostly how entrepreneurs have started, what troubles they might have had, and how they overcame, and hopefully enjoying a little bit of success. And we talk about small business, how to get license, permits, and more important, financing. Loans is always hard to get, especially for a startup. I'm your host, Mark the Spark, and I'm here with Doris Rivas Brekke. Say hello, Doris.
Hi, everybody. Welcome, welcome.
Glad to have you here, Doris. We are The Answer San Diego, and we're broadcasting from the Golden Triangle. We are on 96.1 FM in the North County, all the way to Long Beach, and 1170 AM reaching down to TJ. And we are streaming worldwide on all major podcasts and apps like iHeart and The Answer San Diego. Just search I Can Help. Now, our sponsor this week is from a company called Accessity, and Representative Elizabeth is here to speak, and she'll speak shortly in just a few minutes on her company and what they do. If you would like to be a sponsor on the I Can Help show, it's very reasonable. You can be an episode sponsor, and you'll get a 13-minute interview on the show, discuss your business or service, two 30-second commercials to air in future episodes, and ownership of the interview to use on your website or social media platform. If you wish to be a seasonal sponsor, again, you'll get your 13-minute interview, two 30-second commercials to air, this time for 8 weeks, and a live on-air mention with 5-second tag for 8 consecutive weeks, and, of course, ownership of the interview to use on your social media platform. And I have 3 seasonal sponsors. I have Rich Phillips Auto, and I have Entrepreneurs for Christ, and I have Art World. And Doris, you know, there's 2 things in this world that are very hard to find. One is a best friend, and the other is an honest mechanic. Well, I have found the honest mechanic, and I'm still looking for the best friend.
Me too.
But the honest mechanic is Rich Phillips, located on 7105 El Cajon Boulevard, and I'll give the phone number at the end of the show. Also, I'd like to mention Art World, with Benjamin and Helen Jones, who has told us how investing in art can be more profitable than the stock market. And also Entrepreneurs for Christ is a group of business people that believe in Christ, and they meet every Sunday morning at the Skyline Church. And I'd like to thank my seasonal sponsors. Now, should you be joining us now, which is a little late, you know you hurt my feelings, but I want to remind you, we are The Answer San Diego. The show is I Can Help. I'm your host, Mark the Spark, co-host Doris Rivas Brekke, and we are here to talk about business. Now, this part, I usually do emails, and I did get one that was a compliment to Doris, but she says I spend too much time, so maybe I'll say it next week. And then also, I have started an angel investor board, which is pretty hard. As you know, most angel investors are over 100,000, and I was looking for this board to be under 100,000. Now, if you wish to be an angel investor, you can email me at info@markthespark.org. Or if you're looking for an angel investor, you can also email me at that same email address. I'd like to say that Bitcoin has dropped a little. You're down to 18,000.8 today, so it's down from 21. And then I normally do a story right now, a moral of the story. I've done Famous Amos, Jimmy Dean Sausage, Sherry's Berries. And I'm not going to take up much time tonight with this story. I'm going to get to our sponsor as soon as possible. But a friend of mine told me about a five-second rule. Like, when the alarm goes off in the morning, if you don't get out of bed in 5 seconds, you're probably not going to for a while. It's just like projects around the house. If you're not going to do them within the first 5 seconds, many things don't get done. You can relate that to business. And today, we have a very special sponsor that I want to welcome. Her name is Elizabeth, and she's from Accessity, and they make business loans, small business loans. And I know my co-host Doris has prepared some questions that she wants to ask Elizabeth. And I'd like to first start by asking Elizabeth if she would introduce herself and maybe just tell a little bit about what she does. Elizabeth, could you please tell us?
Elizabeth Schott, CEO of Accessity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here today.
Welcome.
Yeah.
So please just tell us briefly a little bit about Accessity.
Yeah. So Accessity is a nonprofit organization, and our mission is surrounded around access to capital as well as education, training, and resources that are available to all different types of businesses, whether they're just starting out, whether they are expanding. And what we provide is loans up to $100,000. We start as little as $300. And then we also have a lot of education programs, workshops, and trainings that we surround those entrepreneurs, ultimately to help them be successful long term.
Yeah, all of that helps, especially if the person doesn't have a lot of background, you know, in the business world, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. Oftentimes we see people who are just looking to start a business and maybe they don't have any operating history.
Right.
So they have a great plan or a product or service that they're trying to launch and they have experience with that, but they don't have any operating history. And so oftentimes to go to a traditional bank, it's difficult for them to get access to capital.
Yeah, impossible, really.
Yep.
Yeah, impossible is more like it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've dealt with big banks and they're as cold as can be, especially if you're, you know, technically a nobody.
Well, and there's other things like where people maybe don't have a credit history or maybe they've had some past credit challenges.
Right.
Or maybe they don't have collateral. And so that could be another situation where they may not qualify with a traditional bank. And our organization actually works pretty closely with the banks. And when they're not able to do a loan for a small business owner, they're oftentimes working with nonprofit organizations like ourselves to be able to support that entrepreneur on their initial journey. And then as they build credit and operating history, oftentimes they'll transition to a traditional bank.
Would that be considered a micro loan?
It is. Sometimes people call our program and what we offer microfinance or microloans. And essentially, it's just smaller amounts of capital, right? And sometimes, you know, if you're starting like a farmer's market booth or maybe you have a food truck, for example,
right.
Or maybe even like a home-based daycare, right?
Right.
You may only need a $5,000 loan or a $10,000 loan. And oftentimes what we see is those entrepreneurs start out with a small amount of capital. They'll repay that. And sometimes they'll then refinance for a larger amount of capital as they grow.
Mm-hmm. And they can do that with your company?
They can, yeah. After a certain period of repayment, they can actually refinance for a larger amount of capital.
Oh, wow.
So sometimes we'll see that they'll come back to us and maybe they need a larger piece of equipment. Maybe they're moving from a home-based business to a storefront business,
right.
For example.
Mm-hmm. So what sets Accessity apart from other small business lenders? Is there anything other than maybe you might have just said?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think Accessity really focuses on getting to know our clients. We're very approachable. Our staff team will work one-on-one with a small business owner if they have questions. Sometimes it's overwhelming when you go to try and get a loan and, you know, maybe gathering your financial documents or thinking about all of the different things that a lender might ask you about your credit history or your bank statements or your tax returns. And so sometimes that can feel really overwhelming. And so our staff team will work one-on-one with each client, and they can do that in person, they can do that over the phone, they can do it over email. And we have a really warm approach in the way that we work with entrepreneurs wherever they are on their journey. And we're more flexible with our criteria. So we talked a little bit about startup businesses. Mm-hmm. We can work with people that have no credit history or maybe some past credit issues. Maybe they've had some type of medical collection or something like that.
Right.
And then we also surround them with other resources, with workshops, education, and training, as well as even media spotlights and features. So it's, we always say, once an Accessity client, always an Accessity client, and we help them along their journey into the future as they have success as a small business owner.
How wonderful.
That you just said something about them being taught, you know, the background of putting the package together and so forth. You actually have an academy.
Yes, we do. We have an awesome academy program, which is a 10-week startup training academy. And it's great because it's really built for people that are either newer in business or they're in, you know, have an idea and they just really need the structure on how to put that together. So it's a 10-week startup training program that focuses on writing a business plan, doing financial projections. And at the end of that, they've come up with a marketing plan and then they can access a startup loan up to
$5,000. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yep. It's great.
And I went through the course, and like you said, it does cover all those things. Most important to me would be the business plan, which is kind of the structure of the whole idea. And I know one very important thing in the business plan is the executive summary that's at the beginning. And usually you write it last. But that is very important because if the lender or a person that you're trying to go in business with, if they can't get past the executive summary, then almost the rest of the business plan, they're not going to be that interested in.
Isn't that like a mission statement?
Yeah, it's really summarizing your where you're going with your business and the key components of your business. And so that's what that course is meant to do, is it breaks down every piece and part of preparing to launch a successful business. And then it also teaches about like legal structure, for example. What type of legal structure should you be as a small business owner, a sole proprietor, different corporation.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And we have different partners that come in and we have experts that teach that. So a lawyer.
Wow.
Comes in and talks about that. We have a marketing expert comes and talks about how do you research your competitors, right? And how do you find out how to price your service or your product?
Mm-hmm.
You guys really go way over the top. I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, it's really fun work. I think our, you know, being a nonprofit organization, we have a staff that's really passionate about the work that we do. And we see the ripple effect of small businesses, right? If you think about a barbershop, mm-hmm. for example, it's not just a place that you go to get your haircut
right.
or a shave. It's actually a place where community conversations happen and, you know, different employees are hired and there's political conversations that happen at barbershops. So there's this ripple effect.
Absolutely. Could we pause just for a minute? It's halfway through my show. I'd like to take a little drink of water, and we just pause for about a minute, and we'll come right back. And I know I have some more questions, and we want to hear because this is very, very,
very exciting to
and very something that a small business entrepreneur would want to listen to.
And we have the chief executive officer
with us today. How wonderful.
Elizabeth Shaw.
Okay, we'll be right back. Just a short break. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to I Can Help with Mark the Spark, the show made for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. Mark would like to hear from you directly, so please email any questions or comments you have to info@markthespark.org. You can also visit his website at markthespark.org. That's markthespark.org. If you're interested in sponsoring the show so you can talk about your business, please reach out to Mark. You can always find him at info@markthespark.org. He may even address your question on the air. That's info@markthespark.org.
And welcome back. Welcome back to the I Can Help Show. Hope you're having a wonderful Saturday night. Hopefully you ate something good. You're sitting back, relaxing. You got the AM radio on. and you're listening to a show about small business and small business financing, which we have today with us, a special sponsor. Elizabeth is the representative, and I know Doris, my co-host, has a question that she wants to ask.
Yes, we're very happy to have the Chief Executive Officer of Accessity, Elizabeth Schott, and I just wanted to say, because I didn't get to it in the beginning, that you've actually been with this group 15 plus years.
I have. Yeah. Yep. I'm super passionate about small business.
Yeah, I can tell. Is that your background?
I actually have worked with different small local companies in public relations and marketing, and then I've also worked with nonprofits.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Is that your background as far as school-wise?
Yeah, so I actually majored in communication and Spanish.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh, so you're fluent in Spanish.
Yeah, so I always say I'm proficient because I can always improve, but I can definitely carry a conversation in Spanish.
And the other thing I wanted to bring up is that I saw the picture of your family.
Yes.
You have an incredibly handsome husband.
Thank you.
And a beautiful daughter and twin boys.
I do. Yep. They keep me busy.
I was going to say, how do you do? I actually put down here, Superwoman.
Yeah.
How do you do it? Because you're Chief Executive Officer. That's 60 plus hours a week. How do you do it?
Yeah, it's a balance. You know, I always say, you know, it's hard to feel like you're doing 100% of everything all day. Some days you feel like Superwoman, and some days you feel like, tomorrow's a new day, right? But I think it's wonderful. I think it's important for me to demonstrate to my kids, you know, that I can make impact in the local community and still be a mom and, you know, focus on my family. And so, you know, sometimes I take my kids with me to work and go do events and talk to small business owners, and then they learn about the power of small business owners.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, anyway, one of the big things we wanted to hear from you is the types of businesses that come to Accessity.
Yeah, absolutely. So we help all different types of businesses. I mean, you name it, from farmers market vendors to food trucks, transportation companies, retail restaurants. And really, oftentimes, the folks that we're helping are either newer businesses,
right,
so pure startup businesses. About 35 to 40% of all the people that we help are less than a year in business or starting out.
Okay.
And then we help those that are expanding. So it can really be any type of business, but most of them are in more of the hospitality based or product or retail.
Oh, okay. And
I'd like to get in a quick question. I was to apply for a loan, what can I expect? I mean, what kind of is the procedure? I'm sure people listening saying, well, that sounds pretty good. I would like to apply for a loan, but what can you expect when you apply?
Yeah, so Mark, that's a really good question, and oftentimes it feels a little bit scary to apply for a loan, right? Mm-hmm. So I think the first thing is to know that our staff team is available to answer questions. So usually, if you're somebody who's comfortable getting on our website, which is accessity.org, and that's the word access, ITY.org, they can go on there and actually start a loan application. If you're somebody who wants to know a little bit about what's going to happen once you get on to that website, you can certainly fill out on our website, there's actually a way to contact our business development officer, or you can call our office, and our number is 619-795-7250. You can actually talk with someone and they'll explain what's the application. It's a couple pages long. They're going to fill out the application. They're going to compile documents, and we do ask for things like bank statements, tax returns, a copy of your ID, things like that. But if you're having trouble finding some of those, or if you don't know which ones or what pages to actually submit, our business development team is happy to walk you through that process. And then we do actually run credit, because it's important that you know and that you're familiar with your own credit. We'll go over your credit report with you and what's on it. And then we also want to ensure, you know, and hear the story about what type of business you want to start or accomplish or what your growth plans are. And then we really take a look at all of the financial information, your passion and your dream about your business, and talk to you. And then usually the process, depending on the size of the loan, takes anywhere from a couple of days to about 2.5 to 3 weeks. So it's pretty quick, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
And you can go right down to the Jacobs Center, isn't it?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say the headquarters is local here in San Diego.
It is. We actually service an entire Southern California region from L.A. all the way down to the border and out to Imperial and Riverside counties as well. So it's a 6-county territory. And we do have business development officers located in each of those regions.
I was going to ask.
So the other thing is sometimes clients don't have, you know, that maybe aren't used to using computers or don't have access to that.
Right.
Our business development officers can even come up and pick up documents if they need to.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And I know you wanted to talk about it, too, but I was really impressed that on the website you talk about buying local from the people that have businesses that participated with the organization.
Yeah, we're super passionate about the fact that, you know, if you spend your local dollars in local businesses, there's this ripple effect, right? You're not only supporting that local business, you're supporting that family, whatever that family is doing to contribute to the community, and you're creating jobs for our local economy, right? And tax revenue. So I think it's, we always encourage local spending. And on our website, on accessity.org, there's under business resources, there's a marketplace of over 100 small business clients that we've funded within the Southern California region. And it has links to their website. You can check out all the different types of small businesses we have, from cookie companies to, you know, I think any service-based business, whether you need transportation, car repair. And what I always say is, like, as the holidays approach, check it out, right? And shop local.
So does that mean, like, somebody like me could just go to that link and check out the businesses and see if there's somebody there that I can deal with?
Right. And if you want to buy a gift for a family member or a friend, or if you need somebody to cater your holiday event that you're hosting, there's all different types of local small business owners that you can support.
I like that.
And you can also sort it and filter it by women-owned businesses.
Really?
Black-owned businesses, veteran-owned businesses, or you can sort by region in Southern California.
Well, you guys really know what you're doing. Well, of course, you've been around for, what did you say, 20?
Almost 30 years.
30 years.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Absolutely.
Wow. And the other thing I wanted to ask you, I don't know how much you well, I know you know about it, but there's an event happening, I think it's tomorrow.
It is.
San Diego Gives.
Yep, absolutely.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so San Diego Gives is a countywide initiative to raise money in philanthropic efforts to support all different types of nonprofits. And so there's actually over 300 local nonprofits in San Diego participating. And if you go on to San Diego Gives on their website, you can select like what you're passionate about. So if you're passionate about small businesses, Accessity is listed there. If you're passionate about pets or, you know, children, there's all different types of nonprofits listed. And you can donate. And there's certain power hours tomorrow where at like 12 noon and I think 5 o'clock, the donations are matched. So it's like doubling your impact in your donation.
Who's matching them?
Yeah, so there's different sponsors that are matching the donations.
Heavy
hitters. Yeah, so it's exciting to see, you know, the local San Diego community giving back and supporting the nonprofits that are making positive impact in our local community.
Wow. And I'm just curious because I've been asking any business person that's crossed my path your feeling about what the pandemic has done to San Diego businesses.
Yeah, so it's been really challenging over the last 2.5 years. I think we've seen, you know, so many businesses having to pause and shut down for periods of time, you know, trying to access the federal support programs like PPP and EIDL lending and not necessarily having the proper documentation in place or the relationships with banks. So I think particularly for, you know, our low to moderate income communities and our communities of color, we saw a lot of the effects even exacerbated during the pandemic. pandemic. And so, you know, I think that one of the things that I'll say, though, is that entrepreneurs are so inspiring and there's so much, you know, drive and inspiration to succeed. And so, so many of them pivoted, went to online or pickup, you know, exterior pickup delivery services. They did not give up.
Oh,
and so
God.
We saw so many of our clients, you know, persevere through that time. And I think people now are really getting back on track, but I think that's also why it's important to shop local, right?
Yes.
And support them because they've had a really challenging time. And you know, staffing is an issue right now with, you know, just getting talent into local small
yes.
businesses and keeping that talent. And so I think anything that the community can do to support these local businesses, now's the time.
Yeah. And yeah. I like that you brought up about the holidays. I'm one of those that tries not to think about it. But you're right, it is around the corner.
It is. It's coming up.
And this would be a good way of supporting also the local businesses.
Yep, absolutely.
So you say that there's like a list mm-hmm. on that particular link.
Yep.
And you can filter it.
Yes.
Wow, that's okay.
Yeah, so just go on to accessity.org, and then it's under business resources, and it's a marketplace. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So Accessity does a big role in the community for nonprofit,
yes.
doesn't it? You seem to bring that up a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're a nonprofit organization. And as a nonprofit, we're also what's called the Community Development Financial Institution by the U.S. Department of Treasury. And so our mission as a nonprofit financial institution is really to be more flexible and to work with those entrepreneurs that maybe don't qualify with a traditional bank. And so we work a lot with the Small Business Development Center. We work with SCORE, the different local chambers and business associations to really educate the local small business community. And we work alongside banks who donate into our organization. And if they're not able to do a loan for a small business, they're donating into our nonprofit so that we can then help these startup entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs that may have faced barriers in the past.
Wonderful. We're getting towards the end of the show, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
So in about a minute, could you kind of maybe give us a little wrapped up conclusion about what you have?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll just share again that Accessity is a nonprofit organization and we support small businesses, both startup and existing businesses, with access to capital from as little as $300 all the way up to $100,000. And then our goal is to surround those entrepreneurs with a community of support, education, resources, workshops, and connections with other organizations and companies that can really support their success long term. And we've helped thousands of small businesses in the Southern California region over the past 30 years. So
and
we're really excited.
And what I love is that you help startups.
We do.
So many people want to see a proven track record before, and it's so great to find an organization that will work with startups.
Yeah.
So in conclusion, could you tell us how to reach you, maybe your website?
Sure. Sure. Our website is accessity.org, and that's the word access, and then I-T-Y.
I got to learn that one.
Yep.
I do.
And then our phone number is 619-795-7250. And like I said, if you're somebody who's comfortable logging on to our website and starting the process, that's totally cool, and you can start that way. If you're somebody who wants a little bit more human interaction, our staff team and our business development officers are happy to actually work with you one-on-one via phone or in person.
Thank you.
So people can go to the Euclid.
They can go to our office,
okay,
or they can actually set up a call and make an appointment with one of our business development officers.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. And I know my co-host, Doris.
Yeah, you were great.
Also.
Great.
Yeah.
So in conclusion, I'd just like to say thank you for everyone tuning in to I Can Help. And we heard this evening from Elizabeth with all kinds of good information. And we're on every Saturday night from 8 to 8:30 with an entrepreneurial story. And again, I'd like to thank my seasonal sponsors, Rich Phillips Auto, and the number is 619-463-3315. And Art World with Benjamin and Helen, 619-440-1000. 1041. And the last seasonal sponsor I have is Skyline Entrepreneurs for Christ that meet at the Skyline Church. So once again, I'm Mark the Spark, and I'm with Doris Rivas Brecky, and we'd like to thank you all for tuning in tonight with our special guest, Elizabeth. And please tune in next Saturday for another show about entrepreneur and small business. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.